This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So the Obama administration said yesterday it will appoint an ambassador to Syria. Here's Robert Gibbs.
This strongly reflects the administration's recognition of the role Syria plays and the hope of the role that the Syrian government can play constructively to promote peace and stability in the region.
Well, let's test that assumption, shall we? The Bush administration yanked its ambassador to Syria in 2005 after the assassination of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Some say yesterday's announcement indicates just how much the Obama administration wants Syria to help in the Middle East, especially with the Arab-Israeli conflict. Andrew Tabler joins us now from Washington, D.C. He's a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and he focuses on Syria. Andrew, thanks for being with us. And does Syria
Good
make
morning.
Things easier for the Obama administration? Is it a track here, a sort of side track that could really develop some momentum?
Well, the idea is that placing an ambassador in Damascus will help facilitate American diplomacy. It is not necessarily so much on the peace track between Israel and Syria, which is stalled at the moment, and we're not sure if and when that would get up and functioning, but more to deal with a long list of bilateral issues between Syria and the United States, which have developed over the last 5 years, including expanding nuclear file, the issue of the Lebanese border, foreign fighters going in from Syria into Iraq, which have been extensive over the last 5, 6 years. And also their human rights record, which continues to get worse and worse. So Washington's rationale is having a diplomat there, a chief of mission, will allow that to happen more easily, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, what do you think? Does the U.S. have leverage, and can it offer enough in the way of satisfying these bilateral issues to make some of the regional ones, come forth?
It's going to be a long, hot summer. The files between Syria and the United States are extensive, and especially the nuclear issue is extremely big. It's getting worse. They found more particles at their research reactor during the last IAEA's Board of Governors meeting. The Lebanese issue remains outstanding. I think people are hopeful, but the issue also of foreign fighters going into Iraq, it's very hard to measure that and to be able to see what Syria is doing on their side to clamp down on that kind of activity. So it'd be very interesting.
I mean, you would have to say, though, at the very least, these issues are all easier with an actual ambassador in place as opposed to being in a kind of a deep freeze since 2005.
That's right. Having an ambassador in Damascus in one way makes it easier in that you can deal directly with Syria and you can speak very honestly with Syria and not have to go through an intermediary like the French or other European countries. So that's good. The question is, do you put the hard questions? This is the hard part. Do you have to put the hard questions to Damascus and try and get some explanations for, increasingly worsening
right.
Behavior on that front.
And, the question really is, will the ambassador be the one with the hard questions, or will it be George Mitchell, the Middle East envoy? Andrew Tabler, fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, joining us from Washington. Thank you, Andrew.